He's a first-generation Ghanaian American. 1300 The Patriot, Real Talk, Lee Matthews and The Drive. Chef Eric Ajapong brought West African cuisine to the mainstream and the culinary world. He is now hosting a new Food Network show called Wild Card Kitchen and is joining us now on 1300 The Patriot, Real Talk with Lee Matthews and The Drive. It's on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. Chef Eric Ajapong, this show, it's like a poker game?
That's exactly what it is, Lee. That's exactly what it is. It's really, really fun. I invite a bunch of my chef friends. Once the Food Network kitchens kind of close out for the day, a couple of my chef buddies come over, and yeah, exactly like you just said, it's a crazy culinary poker game that involves a little bit of chance, a lot of risk, and a whole lot of money on the table for sure.
Oh, cool. So there are stakes, S-T-A-K-E-S, as well as S-T-E-A-K-S.
For sure. No, so it's pretty fun. So the way the game is set up, they're community cards. So essentially, three chefs are given these community cards, whether it's a dish, time, or ingredient. And all three chefs have to essentially adhere to those cards. And then there's a wild card. This is where the gameplay really comes in handy, because those wild cards are very specific to that chef and that chef only. So it could be like an ace in the hand, or it could be like a grenade in the hand, honestly. It can be an extra 10 minutes of cooking time, or it could be like, you know, you can have to peel 10 pounds of potatoes. So at that point, you kind of figure out how much you want to wager. You also know this kind of like the strength and weaknesses of your opponent as well. So one thing that's really fun about the show is that we always invite chefs that are in the same ilk, work with each other, you know, in the same town, either rivals or something like that. So there's a little bit of that kind of camaraderie or sort of like trash talking that kind of happens organically, which is a lot of fun.
Food Network's Wild Card Kitchen. It is hosted by Chef Eric Ajapong. We all kind of play this game every now and then, Chef. Let's see. What's for dinner? Let me go in the pantry and see what I got. There's some poppin' fresh cinnamon rolls from Pillsbury, some canned tuna, and Velveeta, and some capers. So I guess we're having cinnamon tuna capers a la fromage?
No, we're getting Chinese food, probably. We'll probably order it again. No, you know what? I'll probably leave the cinnamon buns for dessert and do something fancy with that. The other stuff, though, that's tricky. The Velveeta cheese is throwing me off. I don't even know what to do with that. But you know what? These are kind of the stakes that the chefs have, and you really get to see how creative they are, which I think is super, super fun. Because in other instances and shows, they kind of have like their parameters, and they do in this, but there's a lot more freedom, there's a lot more personality, and the chefs kind of go crazy. So the food that comes out of these at the Wild Card Kitchen show is absolutely phenomenal. We have one judge come in blindly, so to speak, taste the food, and but they're doing it right in front of the chef's face. So the chefs continuously have to keep on a poker face as they're eating, like, you know, as the judge is eating their food. And, you know, again, like you said, some crazy combinations of stuff that happens, but it's a lot of fun to watch.
Well, it sounds like with some of the chefs you're going to have, they'd be able to take those ingredients and turn them into filet mignon with béarnaise sauce.
Exactly. I've seen some crazy things happen, especially with, like, an ice cream machine maker and like filet mignon, like you mentioned, or, you know, some wacky combination of you can't use any salt, but you have to make a salty dish and you just got to get creative with it. So the creativity, I think, is probably the most impressive thing. Like, each chef that comes in obviously knows how to cook, but then when you put them in these kind of sort of like parameters, and again, they're betting their own money as well, so the stakes become super high, then really you get to see the best out of the best from them.
The stakes become high and the stakes become delicious. Food Network's Wild Card Kitchen, Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock with Sheriff Eric Ajapong. I'm anxious to watch how you turn this into a fun game show.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Like you mentioned, Tuesdays, 9 p.m., come on by. It's a really good time. Chefs are just having a blast. Great food is being cooked. And yeah, you might learn a bit or two about poker. So I did. I mean, I had no idea about the game. I played novicely, you know, before everything, but I got the crash course, and I appreciate it, Lee. Thank you.
You are welcome, Eric Ajapong, Wild Card Kitchen, and it's on the Food Network tomorrow night at 8.